Today's No Sweat News is here for you now. Here's your three stories that could turn up on Friday morning's No Sweat News quiz for the Metallica Ride the Lightning box set with like 7,000 CDs and remasters and so forth in it.
That's awesome.
All right, so 7,000 is a little bit of a...
Exaggeration.
But you also get a 12-pack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs and Dateline the toy aisle for story number one. Play-Doh has just released Play-Doh for grown-ups.
Play-Doh for grown-ups?
Yeah.
What does that entail?
Do you feel like you're regressing during coronavirus? Like, at some point, we're all just going to be playing Play-Doh again?
Right.
Lincoln Logs? Do I have to go get my green machine out of the garage?
Some Legos out there?
All right. But Play-Doh has just released Play-Doh for grown-ups. It's like regular Play-Doh, but it comes in what they're calling adult scents. So the smell isn't regular Play-Doh. One of their scents is mom jeans.
Mom jeans?
What the hell do mom jeans smell like?
I don't know.
I don't even want to know. Another scent is dad sneakers.
What?
Then there's Spa Day and Grill King. I mean, I like the idea. You know, it's kind of kitschy and kind of fun. $12 gets you adult Play-Doh. But
yeah,
if you're going for dad scents, you got to go with like Purple Haze.
Right.
You know.
I ain't talking.
Or IPA. Or Shed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Some alcohol scents right in there.
Mom. Purple Haze. Chardonnay. I don't know.
What about stripper scents?
Bam. I don't know if it comes in glitter, gods.
Mm. You should add that in there. I'd be playing with that a lot.
Why do I get the feeling you play with your Play-Doh quite often? Something tells me God's never stopped. That's story number one. Story number two, this is interesting. It could be a game changer in the bedroom.
Oh, boy.
I have your attention now?
Yep.
Not in that way. In this way, there's a new pill supposedly coming that prevents snoring.
Really?
That's what they say.
Wow.
The drug company says it's a combination of two non-sleep drugs. One's for ADHD and the other is used to treat people with overactive bladders. And this study said when they're combined, it reduces snoring by 74%. So now this drug company in Massachusetts is doing a full trial to see if a pill can get rid of snoring.
When I'm drinking a lot, that's when I snore like the worst.
Yeah, so there you go.
You know?
That's what they say. I get that comment, too.
Man, preventing snoring. That'd be
not only that, but I mean, if it prevents you having an overactive bladder, that means you don't have to get up to pee all that often.
That's even better.
I like that. And now story number three, Dateline England, a guy in the United Kingdom. This is actually very, very cool. Some guy in the United Kingdom wanted to cheer up his dad, who's a former music teacher. He's 80 years old, and he's got dementia. But he still knows how to play piano.
Wow.
Right? So he, he always cheers up when he plays piano.
God bless him.
So he did this little old party trick that his father used to do. If you give him four notes, he, on the spot, improvises a song around them.
That's amazing.
So he released the video. The video went viral, and it was so good that the Philharmonic Orchestra from England picked up on it and re-recorded it.
Wow.
Stephen Sondheim, the major composer, even sent a video to them saying, oh, my God, this is cool. Check out the parlor trick. Here's how it all started. This is just him and his dad.
I'll give you some random notes and see what you can do with them. F natural. A. D. B natural. There's your four notes.
Guy gets four notes, and then this old codger sitting at his piano, 80 years old. He just writes this off the top of his head. It goes on for like 5 minutes.
With dementia.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like playing the piano is the only thing that cheers a dude up. So it goes viral. People start sharing it because, wow, that's actually an interesting solo piano piece. And then the BBC, the Philharmonic Orchestra, gets a hold of it, and this is what they did to it. You can hear the orchestra's going to kick in about 2 seconds here because they mixed it all together.
That's amazing.
Both versions have gone viral. They are now releasing the song as a single to raise money for two dementia and Alzheimer's charities.
Now, that's a beautiful story right there.
You like that?
That's great.
Back to a little good news, no sweat news on today's No Sweat News, because I thought we could all use it. You can see both videos and listen to both videos in the pit at WRAT.com, or just find The Rat on Facebook or Twitter. We're at 95.9 The Rat for both, because they're both posted there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.